Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast, and as always, thanks for joining me. In this episode, we're talking about crop circles, but just before we get there, I just wanted to say thank you for being patient if you're a regular follower of the podcast. Been really busy recently, and I've also gotten sick again, and that's the last thing you kind of want to do is sit and talk into a microphone when you sound absolutely terrible. But thanks for being patient if you're a weekly follower. But if you're brand new, thanks for joining. Feel free to check out any of the previous episodes. We'd have a bunch of different paranormal type topics, ranging from interviews and then just me talking about my thoughts, which is what this episode's going to be about, is where I sit on the topic of crop circles. Also, feel free to check out the blog, paranormalthoughtspodcast.wordpress.com. You can always check out additional information there on any of the episodes. Crop circles are a really interesting one to me. I feel like when I really started to get into the ET kind of topic, it's quite some years ago now, probably, you know, 10 or so years ago, crop circles were definitely right up there with my interest in the whole phenomenon. And something that I think I delved more so into the topic back then than I rather have in the last couple of years now. And it's something I almost kind of put on the back burner and didn't really think much of, because I still haven't quite made my mind up with what I think crop circles could be, what they could mean, whether or not they are just a hoax or anything that kind of comes along like that. I feel like this year I've become far more skeptical, and I'm not sure what has done that. It could be doing this podcast, talking to a lot of different people on the record and off the record about their experiences and things that they research and so on. Or it could just be something that with age, growing as a person and just kind of reviewing how I kind of look at the world. And it's tricky. It's hard when you believe so firmly in something that may not be considered normal. And then there's all these other topics too that definitely aren't normal, but other people kind of have the same strong belief in them, and you can see where they're coming from, but you're not 100% sure how that sits with you. And that's one thing I'm having too at the moment, of just kind of going off topic a bit, demonic entities. It's a tricky one, because I feel like when I was much younger, I definitely believed quite a lot in that, and that there was evil in the world as well as good, of course. But I feel like I'm at this point where I'm trying to make sense of it, and it's not a very clear line. And I definitely think there'll be a future episode coming, probably in the near future, about this exact topic. Going back to the crop circle thing, I think I used to have a really firm belief that crop circles and extraterrestrial contact went hand in hand. But more so in recent years, I'm not so sure now. So just for anyone who is not so sure about what a crop circle is, and that's completely fine, because it's definitely not a popular topic anymore. It was a really big boom probably in the 70s, where the first kind of well-documented crop circle was found in England. And then it kind of kept booming up until maybe the 90s. And then every once in a while, they pop up again as well. Definitely now, you can look at them and go, it's pretty easy to hoax in this day and age. You know, we have drones. So literally, you could actually see the formation as you were making it from the ground. But going into what they are, A crop circle is a formation that's imprinted into a field of crop. Could be corn, wheat, etc. And from the ground, they don't really look that impressive. They're just kind of a bunch of what appears to be stomped on crop. But from the sky, from an aerial point of view, usually there'll be some sort of pattern. It could be as simple as a circle or as elaborate as an ET type being pressed into the crop. Something else I'm going to mention, similar to a crop circle, is the scorch or burn marks, often found in a circle type formation as well. This is where people claim to have seen a UFO or something rather, maybe land or fly nearby, and this mark is left in the ground. And from doing samples, they seem to be a little bit more than just a burn mark. Where I kind of sit with it currently is I think some might have something to do with at least something kind of paranormal, extraterrestrial. I'm not even sure if it even has to do with ETs. I'm not really sure where that concept came from. I suppose if there's been accounts where people have claimed to have seen craft in the nearby region and then that's happened, or anyone's actually witnessed maybe a craft over their field and then the crop circle is there the next morning or so on. But it's definitely probably something that's, you sort of connect the dots a little bit and what kind of seems to make the most amount of sense. But crop circles are extremely easy to hoax. Literally, you can do it with a plank of wood. You get some rope, put it on both sides, and you kind of just step on the plank, and then you can design whatever type of pattern you want. And people have done this, and not as a hoax, but as some sort of promotional type thing for their business or just for fun, really, just to prove that it can be done. And it does take a bit of planning, definitely for the more intricate designs. So they're not just something you kind of go out 5 o'clock in the afternoon and go, let's just go do this intricate design, and then people will find it the next morning. And there is a thing too that farmers would hoax it themselves to, for whatever reason. You know, that's the whole thing of with hoaxes, is to get publicity. But it kind of depends for what, because I don't know, having a crop circle in your yard isn't really, it's like, well, sure, people are going to come and look, but unless you're maybe selling something there, you know, or plan to sell something in the future, it's a bit of one of those things where you don't really know what you're getting out of it. You're just kind of killing your crop, or, you know, your good harvest or whatnot.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But when it comes into the extraterrestrials, I don't know. It's an interesting concept, I suppose, leaving a message for us in a field. I'm not sure why, out of every way to contact us, why they see that being potentially the best option. I used to think of it not even as a message per se, but just more so the circular type designs is what their craft, if they've landed in that position, would have left either on impact or on takeoff. But they have been spotted worldwide, and I tried to find the oldest report, and there isn't a ton of reports dating back past the kind of 70s, and a lot of them have just been thrown out. There was one that I thought was interesting, and this case was in 1678, where a farmer reported that he had been visited by a devilish entity, and the entity apparently trampled the crops into a type of circle. And that's the sort of oldest report I could find, but it's been thrown out, as I said. No one, not necessarily crop circle researchers, are holding that in high regard. But it is interesting. I suppose that's where you kind of relate it to the extraterrestrial experience. Going back to the thing of hoaxing, there were two hoaxes that claim to have made majority of the well-documented crop circles, 70s to 90s kind of period, so those 20 years. These two gentlemen were Doug Bauer and Dave Cawley. And they were the ones who claimed to have actually started the whole crop circle concept, and that they were the ones responsible for the trend. And of course, when that sort of came out, it really did hurt the whole crop circle research point of view, because everything that you were sort of leading towards, people automatically thought, nah, it's bullshit. There you go. The people have just claimed that they've done it. They can show you how they do it. There you go. End of story. But the thing that I can't disprove, and the thing I can't get over, is when the crops have radiation, or when you can look at the piece of crop or ground that it might not actually be bent, but it's actually burnt, or in the case where it is perfectly bent, where it just doesn't seem practical to be done by regular farmers with wooden planks. Some crop circles that have been researched have actually had four short-lived radioactive isotopes. These isotopes are not known to be produced in nature. They're definitely not from anything natural, or nothing natural that we know of. They also weren't found in atomic tests, so anything like Chernobyl, so nothing, once again, man-made. What's interesting as well is usually the soil is only affected inside the circle, and nothing seems to necessarily be out of the ordinary from the outside. It's definitely a controlled type burning that the circle is contained. There's been many reports of people seeing UFO craft land in their backyard or something like that. Then there's a ring left with a burn mark, and that is also considered a crop circle. That's definitely more interesting. Easy to do, once again, you know, to burn, I suppose, a circle in the grass in your yard. But when the results come back where they do have these elements that we don't know of forming naturally or from anything, I suppose, that a regular farmer or regular person could produce themselves, I think it definitely opens up that question to then, what do we perceive? An interesting example would be from Stan Romanek. As some of you might know, Stan is an experiencer who has been having ET visitation for quite some years now, and he's written books about this. Currently a documentary on Netflix called Extraordinary, the Stan Romanek Story. And he claims that he saw a bright light outside his house, and this was actually caught on security camera as well, and the footage gets all scrambled. And then the next morning he finds that the part of the house where the bright light was quite close to left a scorch mark. So this would be the same sort of thing as the scorch marks on the grass. But what's interesting about the Stan Romanek case is that he was renting the house, and the next day when he sees the scorch mark, these builders came and then they actually started taking down the weatherboarding off the house just where the scorch mark was. And Stan asked them, did the landlord send you? And they kind of didn't really answer. He rung the landlord. The landlord said, no, I didn't pay for this. Don't know who's there. And the guys didn't really pay attention. Stan actually started filming them. That's the thing with Stan. He has documented all his accounts really well, so you can check that out. And he films these guys. The guys leave. They've only just fixed that part which was scorched. They get in their car, drive away. Stan actually looked up the company that's on the side of the car. Didn't exist. So that's definitely some interesting type of activity going on there, where bright light's been seen, a scorch mark has been left. People come, don't identify themselves, take that material away, and then that's it. That's sort of an interesting thing where it comes back to this type of scorch mark, crop circle type event where something has been left. We didn't actually know they were even there half the time. That's what's interesting, I think, is because they can be so secluded. And unless the farmer or whoever owns the land is actually going to report it, no one's really going to see it unless you're flying overhead. Of course, now with drones and things, much easier to be found and everything like that. People have claimed to have found binary code much more powerful than our computers contain currently. And they have managed to decipher some of these messages that have been found all over the world. Much pain, but still time. Believe. There is no good out there. beware of the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Pretty insightful and very X-Files, you could say. It's very typical. It's what people assume that the extraterrestrial type message would be. You know, we always see fake videos of people interrogating NET and them saying that exact same kind of thing. And whether or not that is a message that they would even want to give us. And I suppose in my research into extraterrestrials, they do seem to leave messages, but more so not in that kind of way, almost through telling people, and then those people relay the messages, even from, you know, these cave paintings and these sculptures. Those aren't necessarily done by extraterrestrials, but they were told to civilians at the time, and then they've retold that in an artistic type way or some sort of way to future generations. And that's exactly what's happening now too. People who claim to be abducted are hearing these messages and they're relaying them back to us, you know, and especially to this podcast as well. If you want to go listen to the interview with an abductee segment, you can hear quite a few messages that have been given back from these type of experiences. But that's just what I wanted to say. I just wanted to get my sort of opinion out there on how I kind of sit with crop circles. Not 100% sure. Definitely keeping skeptical, and I'm finding that a lot more with everything now. I'm very particular with kind of what I'm choosing to really feel passionate about and feel that it could be the case. But regardless, it's interesting, it's paranormal, it still does happen, you know, and it's great to just to talk about it. It opens up the discussion. So let me know what you think. If you're someone who's done a fair bit of digging into this topic and have found some really hard evidence, or either supporting or going against the ET involvement in crop circles. Thanks for joining me, guys. If you've liked this episode, feel free to like, subscribe, follow, depending on your platform, we'll give you that option. Check out any previous episodes that seem interesting to you. Thanks again. I'll catch you in another episode soon. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.